This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared an article written by the Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Savitri Thakur, on the role of artificial intelligence in empowering women. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that apart from being extremely useful for women, AI is also helpful in creating new opportunities. In her article, Ms. Thakur mentioned that with the vision of a developed India by 2047, the Prime Minister is working towards making India a strong and self-reliant nation where the equal participation of women is crucial. Union Home Secretary Gobind Mohan is chairing a high-level review meeting in Jammu today on the security situation in the Union Territory. The meeting, which is being conducted in two sessions, brings together senior police and security officials from Jammu and Kashmir to assess the security landscape and outline strategies to eradicate terrorism in the region. Top officials from paramilitary forces and intelligence agencies are also participating in the meeting. This is the first security review by the Union Home Secretary in the Jammu region after taking charge. He visited Kashmir earlier to assess the scenario. Union Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, has said that India has entered into a new era of public health and government is focusing on enhancing universal health coverage. Addressing the 48th annual day celebrations of the National Institute of Health and Family Welfare in New Delhi today, she said the government is making healthcare accessible and affordable to the people. She said the government is strengthening primary, secondary and tertiary healthcare services in the country. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, has announced that Madab National Park of Madhya Pradesh has become the country's 58th tiger reserve. It is also the 9th tiger reserve in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said that with the historic emphasis laid on restoring the ecological diversity on planet Earth by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India will continue to make great strides in environmental protection and wildlife conservation. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena and Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today flagged off the all-women bike rally in the national capital. Addressing the gathering, the Delhi Chief Minister said women have participated in the rally from various corners of the city. She added that this event not only increases enthusiasm and positivity, but also proves to be a strong step towards self-reliance and progress. India is facing New Zealand in the summit clash of ICC Champions Trophy 2025 at Dubai today. New Zealand have won the toss and opted to bat against India. During the time of this report, New Zealand were at 155 for 4 wickets in 36 overs. India has condemned the act of vandalism at a Hindu temple in Chino Hills in California. Responding to a media query, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the ministry has called upon the local law enforcement authorities to take stringent action against those responsible for the vandalism. The ministry also asked for ensuring adequate security for places of worship. In a series of successful joint operations, Indian Army and Assam Rifles, soldiers under the Spear Corps launched a large number of operations in the hill and valley districts of Jiribam, Tengnopol, Kakching, Ukrul, Imphal East and Imphal West of Manipur yesterday in a coordination with Manipur Police, CRPF, BSF and ITBP. The operation resulted in recovery of 25 weapons, improvised explosive devices, grenades, ammunition and other warlike stores. Security forces also destroyed bunkers in Kangpokpi district. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar was admitted to AIIMS in New Delhi last night after complaining of uneasiness. Sources said that Mr. Dhankar is currently in a stable condition. Former Odisha Cabinet Minister Ananta Das passed away at his Bhubaneswar residence in the early hours this morning. The 85-year-old BJT leader was battling prolonged age-related ailments. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the demise of former Odisha cabinet minister. Israel will send a delegation to Qatar's capital Doha tomorrow to advance negotiations for renewing the ceasefire in Gaza and securing the release of Israeli hostages held by Palestinian armed group Hamas. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.